Greetings and welcome, Wanderers, to another episode of the Wandering One Podcast, brought to you late by Wandering One Studios and yours truly, your host, Link Flores. How are you all doing? Happy Thursday, because that's what today is. Today is Thursday, March 20th, 2025. And boy, howdy, has the world been good to you this week? I hope it has. I hope you guys have been having a great week. And thank you for stopping back in. As always, I appreciate each and every one of you for listening. Thank you for sharing it wherever you can, whenever you can. It really does help. And yeah, it looks like some things are maybe, I got a couple irons in the fire. Maybe we'll be getting some answers about those affiliate ships and sponsorships, which would be really cool. And if you have any suggestions, please don't hesitate to email me over on Patreon at patreon.com/wanderingonestudios, or you can message me on Blue Sky as well at w1studios.bsky.social. And that's where you can find me and on the things in the social media world. Let's see. How's things going? What else do we have to remember? Yes, the podcast is available. If you're hearing it on Audio Boom, remember it's available pretty much anywhere you can get a podcast. And also, I am streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/linkib. And we're working out the schedule because things have been a little crazy. And I'm trying to basically... I have to draw a line in the sand because, like I said, I've got sponsors that I'm trying to line up. And at some point, if this is going to turn into like some actual revenue, right? You know what I mean? Like that's the goal for this whole thing. Knowing that that's the goal, that means that like those sponsors are going to want consistency. They need to know that this is going to happen when you say it's going to happen and as frequently as you say it's going to happen, the way that you say it's going to happen. So yeah, I'm going to have to basically... I'm going to make a couple minor adjustments to stream schedules and whatnot so I can get things moving. But yeah, check me out over there on Twitch, twitch.tv/linkib. And again, patreon.com/wanderingonestudios, free to join. But it's the place where I'm trying to kind of centralize messages. So if you decide you want to support for $3, you can. But if you don't want to, go over there, leave me a comment, leave me a question. Tell me what you think of the podcast. Maybe share a story. You know, if you got like a story you think I missed in the news or you think would be interesting, let me know about that too. Yeah, just chat with me over there. And like I said, also on Blue Sky. Let's get into some stuff, man. There's a bunch of stuff that's going on. Like, I know we'd kind of do the week in review as far as news is concerned. And, you know, we've all heard the craziness, right? No one's immune to it, I think, at this point. But everybody's getting real tired of it. You know what I mean? Like, at first, it might have seemed like this whole, like, you know, we're gonna actually drain the swamp, and they just start, basically, they pull the plug on everything. Fuck the swamp. They, like, unplug the bathtub, you know, poke the hole in the side of the above-ground pool. They're draining everything except for what needs to be drained. But it's getting real tiresome for a lot of people, and particularly for, there's a certain small group of Republican senators and congresspeople, as well as, you know, the Democratic Party almost as a whole, and like a lot of independents, you know, people who are like me and you, probably a little bit more left or right of center, but mostly center, you know, not too crazy on one side or the other, just decent Americans wanting to live their lives in peace. They're getting real sick of this shit. And yeah, we've seen a lot of people avoiding town halls now, particularly on the Republican and the MAGA Republican side. Just, they won't go. So, maybe patron saint of just badassdom, Jasmine Crockett, representative from the state of Texas, Democratic representative from the state of Texas, has agreed to go and tour some of these states where the MAGA Republicans are backing out. And is like, if they won't show up to your town hall, I will. And you can talk to me, which is, that is a bold move, Cotton. Let's see how it plays out. That's a gangster ass move. And I think the thing I like the most about it is because it's a move that people have been asking for Democrats to do for a while, just politicians in general, to stop dicking around, actually put some, you know, show some sand and talk to the people, you know, talk to me. I'm a person. I'm a constituent. I'm a taxpayer, but I'm also an American. I'm a human being. Stop dodging, stop shucking and jiving and talk to us. Tell us what you got going on. Maybe you don't have the best plans, but if you have something that's better than what we're dealing with right now, it's got to be just by the very virtue of the fact that it's not this. Hopefully that means it's better. But yeah, I love that move. That's a real power move on Crockett's behalf. So Congresswoman Crockett, props to you. Definitely appreciate the work that you're doing for the state of Texas and for America as a whole. Definitely appreciate you over here. But yeah, Chuck Schumer, the minority leader for the Democratic Party, I believe it's in the Senate, or is it House? I forget. I get the two flip-flopped every now and again. Because Hakeem Jeffries on one side, and it's Chuck Schumer on the other side, Congress, you know, House and Senate, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, Chuck Schumer decided to go ahead and side with Republicans and pass this continuing resolution to fuel the economy for a little bit longer to keep the government open. He's getting a lot of shit for it too, as he should. Now, there are people who say, and obviously I see that there's a very compelling and a strong argument to be made for not shutting down the government, right? Obviously you want to keep the wheels moving, you got to keep the lights on, you want to make sure that the business of, you know, legislation and, you know, just the executive business of a government gets taken care of. But on the other hand, the problem is that they have almost too much to do. And the more stuff they have to get into, the more stuff they start breaking. You know what I mean? It's like giving a kid a hammer and then letting him loose in Legoland. Maybe he hits like one or two things that, you know, but then he's like, oh, now I'm building up steam. And if you don't take the hammer away, he's just going to keep breaking shit. And that's kind of what we're doing now by like signing this resolution, is just allowing them more leeway and more time to break more shit. You know what I mean? So that, yeah, naturally Chuck Schumer is getting a lot of shit for that. And I mean, it's only fair. Like I said, people want their politicians to stand up for them. And if that means that the government has to shut down so they can stop breaking stuff, then so be it. Because it also paints a big target on them as far as, hey, man, this is your fuck up right here. And we have to come in and fix it. You know, every, you know, 8 to 12 years, we have to refresh the entire thing and come back and fix all the stuff you guys broke like a bunch of drunken idiots. And now you're doing it again. Stop. And I think the best thing that, you know, especially the Democratic Party can do is just to sit back and let them cook. Let them cook. Let them burn this whole shit up. And once it's all good and toasty and it's all torched up, then you come back in and you get to save the day. And they'll say, of course, well, the Democrats didn't help us. No, we let you do what you wanted. You obviously wanted this so bad that you decided you were going to stack, you know, the Supreme Court. You were going to make sure that you did everything you could to try to push a bunch of election fraud bullshit and lies so that all your cronies and flunkies in the states and various other, you know, cabinet appointments could get done. So all these people got their seats filled. And now that you've gotten your way, here you go. This is you. You can have that. Okay. All right. So now that's a lit stick of dynamite. So when it explodes in your hand because you're too stupid to let it go, just remember that we told you so. And it's got to be that way. Sometimes you deal with kids that way, family members, partners, you know what I mean? You know, loved ones, coworkers, you know, human beings. Sometimes you got to let them, you got to let the dynamite blow up on them. And I think that's really pissing a lot of people off. They're like, dude, you had every opportunity to let the dynamite blow up on them. And you bailed them out. You bailed them out. Now, I don't know if it's going to stick through the next couple of weeks or whatever, but you know, it's getting bad when Trump is out there having his apartment, his cabinet people begging other countries for eggs. That's a real thing that's been happening. Some leaders from various countries, including Canada and I want to say it's Canada, Finland, I think was one of them, have been approached by cabinet members from the Trump administration, kind of like, hey man, you know, while I got you in the room, you think you could loan a brother some eggs, like 3 or 4 eggs I could take home with me? And by 3 or 4 million, can I have some eggs? Please, we need eggs. See, now, here's the other dumb thing about this whole single-issue voter thing. Like, a lot of people were like, I am only voting for Trump for the economy. How good was it last time around? It wasn't. You know what I mean? That's just the bare-bones truth of it. It was not great. And yet, and still, not only have you watched him ruin the United States economy, you've watched him ruin so many of his own businesses. He ruins his own money. He broke as hell right now because he's been having to pay out all these, you know, legal fees and settlements and stuff like that. Not just Stormy Daniels. Like, he's had to pay settlements to other people, like E. Jean Carroll, And I'm certain that when the whole Trump University thing shakes out, he's going to eat a bunch of his money there too. And he's basically radioactive as far as bank accounts are concerned. So no one wants to deal with this cat, but these idiots keep voting him in. I'm like, all right. You know what? You know what? You can have it. You can have it. When you're done burning this all shit up, just remember, we told you so. And sometimes you got to let people, you know, burn the dead wood out. You know what I mean? You got to let them just kind of eat shit and, you know, let them hit rock bottom. Because you learn a lot more from your failures than you do from your successes. And if he keeps thinking he's winning, this dolt is just going to keep doing what he's doing. And all the idiots that are following along behind him are going to assume that, yeah, we got this. And no, the fuck you don't. It's just bizarre. But I think that's really what's been driving a lot of the sentiment lately. So, I mean, between that and like the lack of confidence in the economy, the lack of confidence in Elon Musk, and the terrifying, just the sawbone style manner with which they're attacking every level and agency of government that they can get a hold of. It's pretty screwy times, man. People are kind of shaky. People are feeling a little worried, a little nervous. And it, like I said, it's on a lot of, like, a lot of this falls on who can stand in the gap and who can intercede for us and why don't they? Like we said about Chuck Schumer, right? I'm going to spin this into something else. We're just talking about Chuck Schumer and how he could have stood in the gap and be like, hey, you know, we're not voting for this resolution. If they pass it, they're going to pass it without our help because this is not something that we believe in. This is not a way that we should conduct business as legislators. And, you know, think of that. I've been thinking about some gaming shit too. Recently, noticed that there's a lot of weird stuff going on. I could talk about Destiny 2 a lot because me and my friends play it quite often. But the same kind of concept applies. Like I've started to turn a corner on. Before, I would say I played Destiny because, one, obviously my friends are there and I love doing that. Love hanging out with my friends, good times, blowing up stuff, having crazy adventures. That's great. But two, also, I feel like, you know, over the years that I've been playing this game and supporting this company, I feel less like I'm supporting the CEO, which I know that I am inadvertently with my purchases, but I feel like I'm also supporting the dreams of other creative people who work at Bungie. But after watching the last couple of rounds of downloadable content coming through those doors, I feel like they're just taking the piss right now, and it's actually pissing me off, just as a player and as a gamer. At a certain point, like I said, at a certain point, you're part of the problem, right? I know I'm part of the problem because I'm invested in the ecosystem. I bought this thing before I knew it was going to fall into the shit show that it was, you know, and now I'm so invested in it after all these years, like through Destiny 1 all the way up to Destiny 2. Now I'm so invested in it that it feels like I've made the bad decision. I've got to stick with it. I play it far less than I used to, but, you know, I think that the people who are making it and just basically hate fucking the game into the ground, they're not really putting out any decent content. They're not putting out stuff that looks good, feels good, engages the player and makes them feel like, wow, we're really being treated well. They're doing stupid changes, like saying like, oh, you after this month, this day of the month, you can't unlink your account from Bungie anymore. You'd have to create a whole new account if you, and like, why? Now, their thing is, they're basically saying, like, if you unlink your account, like your PlayStation or Xbox account from Bungie servers, then a lot of people are doing that to saying, like, this is a way to dodge getting, you know, dinged for cheating or harassment or stuff like that. Really, I think what it is they just want to keep more people in their ecosystem because they're losing players left and right. But that could be me. Maybe I'm a little cynical, but I'm tired of that shit. And I'm also tired of, like, the staff at Bungie, too. Like, the devs aren't really bothering to put anything out that's worth playing. And it feels like they're not standing up for the players by doing so. Now, there is an argument that you can make for them in their defense. And that argument is, quite plainly, maybe they're just there to collect a check and move the fuck on when it's all said and done. And at that point, how much is that different from, like, I was just following orders, you know? Do you feel good about hearing that from anybody? I don't. And I feel like now I can turn the lens back on the developers and be like, you could all just fucking quit. You know what I mean? Like if you're in the game design team, if you're on the voice acting team, if you're like motion capture, whatever, if they all just decided, hey man, fuck this, we're not coming to work, and they just left, would Bungie really pull the plug on the servers? they've still got a huge investment in this game, you know. And they definitely paid some money to Sony to kind of push some stuff forward. But if their entire development team just quits, Bungie, Marathon, whatever the fuck else it is that they're supposedly planning, if that whole team, that everybody just walked out one day, was like, we're not doing this anymore. Until you start making better decisions and treating the players and us better, we're out. Because this is not what we signed up for. This is not how we wanted to see our careers. I think at a certain point, it actually ends up becoming their fault too. And imagine trying to shop that to another company. Let's say you decide you're going to leave Bungie after all, but you spent so much time like just basically screwing over the players at the behest of the C-suite and like the shareholders. I wouldn't want you working for me. I don't know what you might do if you feel like you can get away with it and get a check. It would make me feel very leery about fucking with you. I mean, maybe that's just me, though. I mean, I'm looking for a voice acting job, but I don't know that I would be bothered with Bungie right now. There's a couple of jobs that I'm still looking for. I'm still waiting to hear back on whether or not I'm going to be a part of this production that I auditioned for a while back. So I have a signed thing, and I can't talk about a lot of it. I'm just saying I've got a thing that I have to sign, and I'm not sure like how it's going to work out. But all I'm really worried about is how much longer it's going to be, because at a certain point, I might have to either just go like, fuck it, it's not worth it. Or, you know, I have to see like, if it's going to be worth it, how long is it going to be before I see any returns on this? You know what I mean? Like, I could be doing other stuff. Like, I could be going to promotional, you know, conventions and stuff like that. I could be going to TwitchCon. I really want to go to TwitchCon, but I could, you know, go to conventions and speak at stuff and, you know, go to podcasting, you know, workshops and shit like that. So I could kind of build a network. I could go back to fucking school if I really wanted to, honestly. But, you know, holding on for this job is kind of delaying and or stifling some of the desire, I guess, to get up and go push for something else. Because, you know, if I get invested in something else, then this thing comes up and this is the thing that I really wanted to do my entire life. Then I got to drop the thing that's actively working for me to do the thing that's like may or may not really work out. And I hate being in that position. So sometimes you might notice it too. Like if I'm streaming or even talking on a podcast, I might seem like a little detached. But it's just because I'm struggling, you know what I mean? Like mentally and emotionally with what I'm supposed to do versus, you know, what I'm being called upon or expected to do, and how I'm being called upon or expected to act, and then what I actively have to do. Like, you know, what is my goal? What is my dream versus my reality? You know what I mean? I don't know. I'm probably not making a lot of sense right now. But the real truth is that that's because none of this shit makes sense. I'm struggling, damn it. Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of stuff to consider, man. There's a lot of stuff I'm dealing with right now. I've noticed I haven't been drawing like nearly at all, like ever. Just picking up a pen or getting in front of the tablet just feels like trying to move a stone. Like trying to move a stone that's the size of a fucking Volkswagen. Like I look at it and I just instantly get overwhelmed. Like all the joy comes right out of it. I don't even like singing much anymore, which is fucking sad because I used to sing all the time. And now I'm just kind of like, I don't want to do that. It sounds like a downer, but it's just like, I know I'm just going through some stuff right now. I think we all kind of are. And I just want to be done with it. You know what I mean? Let's get this shit over with and move on. I don't know. I noticed a couple of things, though, that were really weird. And now you guys, we've talked about this before in the past, that I don't fuck with DoorDash because I don't believe that they do a good job at all ever, really. There's probably a handful of people out there who work for DoorDash or are handling their business, but like every time I fuck with them, man, they always either jack something up or get the wrong thing or do something hinky with my order. Then I'm paying for shit I don't want, you know what I mean? Getting stuff delivered that I don't use and wouldn't ever consider. Then I gotta sit here looking like an asshole with this fucking, you know, because I don't want to tip, you know, you don't want to tip somebody who does a bad job, but you can't really not tip them. So if you don't tip them, then they're like, they notice the tip is not there, and then they're like, oh, what's up? But then you come back and they're like, I had like $20 to give you, but you fucked up all my stuff because you didn't see a tip, so you didn't put any effort in. That irritates me. And it's not as expensive as things have become. And I don't mean like, you know, gas or eggs or, you know, groceries or just goods and services in general. I mean, everything is going up. It almost feels better, like, for me personally. That's why one of the reasons why, like, I do, like, the grocery shopping in the house, because I can go and get exactly what I want for the price that I want, as close as I can get it within our budget and stuff like that, and not have to worry about some other dude or lady or whomever jacking up my order and then me being irritated at the end. You know, like, I'm pissed off now because I wanted this brand and you got that instead and it's the wrong thing. And man, I just go do this shit myself, man. Like, I was driving around today doing handling errands and stuff, and it just felt great, you know, to just take a little bit of agency for myself. I encourage you guys to do it. You know what I mean? Like, I know we lean upon a lot on these kind of delivery services and shit, but I think we talked about the class action suit that people are trying to put together against Amazon for how they basically told us all, like, oh, you're going to be ad free. And then they decided, nah, we're putting ads on all your shit now. And even people who've been paying for an ad-free service for years now, they're getting ads shoehorned in there without their consent. And they'll be like, oh, well, we sent you an email. My bitch, you know, don't nobody read them emails. If you wanted to let us know what was going on, all you had to do was put it on Amazon for like a month. Hey, man, on this day, we're going to be doing this shit, and we're going to go up on this price. We're going to start adding ads. You're more transparent about it, people would know. Now there's always that argument. There's one person, well, you should always read your emails when they change the terms of service. Well, you know what? If you're running a business, maybe don't change the terms of service 15 years down the fucking road. I hate that. Those kind of assholes who got to stick up for a corporation that's making billions and billions of dollars off of hardworking people. Y'all kiss my ass. I hate those kind of people, bro. No joke. Like, every time I see somebody who's like, well, you have to understand the pressures of being a CEO. Bitch, I run my own business. Of course I understand there's pressure. I might not be Amazon big nigga, but this shit's still mine. And when the stuff goes bad, it's on me and it's my fault and it sucks. But you know what I'm not trying to do? I'm not trying to screw over other people. Yeah, the podcast is late. I put it up through Blue Sky. I'm like, hey man, podcast gonna be late, but I'm gonna get it done. And lo and behold, here we are. Try to keep my word. And it makes me feel like, you know, like when I'm looking at these hopeful upcoming sponsorships and stuff, like I'll be able to do something that they like, okay, yeah. You know what I mean? He's actually handling his business. He's making this work for us. And then Amazon ain't doing that. Twitch ain't doing it. Like Twitch is, oh, that's another one. Oh man, because we were talking about Twitch earlier. I said, check me out over on twitch.tv/linkib, right? I went to go turn it on today. Just watch one of my homies, my buddy, that Ninja Malik. Shout out to the little brother, man. And I noticed that TwitchCon is doing a referral service kind of thing, right? They're doing a referral code for people. So if you've ever, you know, bought something from like a streamer or, you know, a podcast or something like that, usually it's like, go to this website, use my distinct URL or use my distinct, you know, coupon code to get X percent off, right? Well, Twitch, because they're not very popular anymore. Here's the thing. They're the most ubiquitous service out there for streaming video gaming, but they're such creeps and crooks in how they treat the people who built the platform for them that a lot of people are starting to navigate elsewhere. Like, I've been considering switching off of Twitch and either finding a place where I can live host my own gameplay on like a dedicated website that's just mine, or maybe working with YouTube for a little while to kind of ease that transition. I don't know. But I'm tired of Twitch getting half my fucking money and they don't do anything except turn the lights on. I'm like, dude, really? Like, I have to put together the schedule. I have to spend the time to find the games. I got to cultivate a community. I got to make it intriguing. And then I'm designing my own layouts. I'm making my own sound alerts. You know, I'm doing all this extra stuff on the back end and I'm only getting half of this shit. The fuck you mean? At the very least, if you wanted to take 30% for doing the infrastructure work, fine. I can deal with that, but I should get 70% of this fucking money. Well, now because Twitch is losing money hand over fist and they're also not getting the ticket sales for TwitchCon because no one gives a fuck about it anymore, here's what they're doing. They're doing a referral code. So if you buy your ticket for TwitchCon 2025, let's say, and you decide you're going to go, you can leave a referral code. Let's say it's Twitch, for me, it'd be like Twitch W1S. I don't know, whatever. Just for the podcast, if I had one. So then I could give that to other people. I'm like, hey, when you go to buy your ticket, use my code. Now, I don't know that it gives them any percentage off of their ticket, but the way it would work in theory is that if you get enough people to buy their tickets and go to TwitchCon, you could essentially get your ticket for free. They would be like, oh, you got 10 people to buy TwitchCon tickets with your code, and here's your money back. Enjoy TwitchCon. I want to know exactly how long it's going to take for them to come around. I guarantee you they're not going to do it like the day you show up. You bet money they're going to wait at least like a couple months or whatever. And they'll be like, oh yeah, we got all the money we could get out of you again. Ha ha ha. All right. Here's a little bit of your shit back. I know they're struggling. When you start giving away shit like that, you are hurting. The hurting is deep. They're on a struggle bus, son. What's some other stuff? I was trying to remember something I want to tell y'all about because I saw this. Oh, man. Oh, when I said I've been feeling kind of like, you know, just kind of loopy and weird. Yeah, I was like, everything I eat makes me fucking sick. I worried that like I had like some kind of parasite or something like that. And then like just today, I drank some of that Rise coffee that I've always been going on about. I drank 2 cups of that stuff and I feel perfectly fine. But yesterday, it felt like I'd lit my intestines on fire. It was fucking insane. The worst part about it is it's not like, I'm not going to get too crass, but you know what happens when you got an upset stomach, you know? You're lethargic, you get diarrhea, you get vomiting, that kind of shit. Like, I don't have some of that stuff, but what I got don't feel great. But the worst part about it for me personally, I could deal with all the other achy pains, disturbing, disgusting parts. It's the tiredness, man. Just being so dragged down and just out of energy, out of motivation. Right now, shit, it's not even 6:30 and I'm already yawning. Like half of me feels like I could go and lie down and sleep until tomorrow. But then I know, lo and behold, I'll be awake again, or I'll be awake somewhere between like 3 and 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. And then I'll be up, whether it's my stomach or something else. Then I'll just be up. I tried taking melatonin, which I've given that advice to other people. I've tried it myself, but here's the thing. All right. One, melatonin, just like, you know, taking like NyQuil or something like that. When I go to sleep on it and I wake up the next day, I feel so doped up still. They're like, you got like full 6-8 hours of sleep. You should feel great. I do not. I feel drugged. It's not even like when you drink too much, and you get a hangover. I feel like I'm still like walking through a fog. Hangover, you kind of got some clarity because the lights and the noises of everything are like highlighting everything coming at you. But when you've got like that brain fog that you just like, it feels like mud. That's the best way I can describe it. It feels like somebody's poured mud into your thoughts and you're trying to see through it, like muddy water. You're trying to see through it. It's horrifying because you know you should be better, but you're not. And you can't do anything about it. You just got to let it run its course. Here's the other thing I was talking to my friend about today. I was like, all right, anybody else ever had this? I was gonna do some stuff for Patreon, right? One of the things was going to be movie reviews, which I'm still going to do. Do some movie reviews over the weekend and release those on Saturday and Sunday. And then maybe like some game review kind of stuff. Just some bonus content, just strictly to Patreon. And then I'll start slowly like releasing those bonus episodes. Like maybe if I miss a day or something like that, I'll release a bonus episode of the Patreon out for the regular podcast, right? But what I talked about doing the Dream Theater thing, which is a thing I've been doing for years just on social media, where I would just tell people my dreams, you know? Like, oh, this is what happened in my dream. I know it sounds like it's, like, who wants to fucking listen to your dream? My dreams are weird as shit. So it's not like, you know, some people have like kind of mundane or lackluster dreams. Mine are always bizarre. Anytime something that seems fairly mundane or rote or run-of-the-mill happens in my dreams, there's always some extraordinary twist to it. Like, it was like the whole dream was just me going to work, but like the bus driver was this giant porcupine with pig feet, and I don't know what to make about that. I mean, or like, yeah, I went to go and talk to my teacher, and then while I was talking to her, she turned into a fire hydrant. Don't know what to do with that. You know, it that always happens to me. But the one thing I hate the most is that, I mean, I've had psychosomatic dreams where I wake up screaming terrors, you know, and I have like scratches and bumps on me, bruises on me that I could not have possibly done to myself. Like I've had like hand-shaped marks. I'm like, there's no one else in here. There's no way I could have done this to myself. Like physically, it's not possible. And I've had, you know, everybody's had the nightmares, you know what I mean, or whatever, or just weird dreams that leave you in like a funky state when you wake up, like, ugh, what was that all about? The worst dream ever, though, it's not the one where you're being chased by a monster. It's not the one where you show up naked at school. It's none of that crazy stuff. You know what it is? It's the one where you have to go to the bathroom and you're trying to find a bathroom in your dream. And you're looking around trying to find a bathroom and it's always in like the weirdest place or whatever, or it's like every bathroom's out of order, or, you know, like I had one dream. This is so fucking weird. I had one dream. I was trying to find a bathroom at this like seaside, like it was like an entertainment pavilion kind of thing, but think like very much like nautical themed, right? Not pirate, just like, you know, sea captains and boats and shit like that. And it's just right by the ocean. And I'm looking around trying to find the bathroom in this place, and I finally find it, and the toilet is like 4 feet up in the air. So you basically had to climb up like a series of those like handicap stall handrails. So you had to climb up those to get to the toilet, and it was basically you're up almost up to the ceiling. So kind of like hunch down and sit on this toilet while you're suspended in midair. Your feet aren't holding on to anything, so you gotta like brace yourself against the walls of the stall. And here's the other part: the stall is probably like 3 feet wide, 3.5 feet wide. So you're completely cramped in, already uncomfortable. You're already miserable because you have to go to the bathroom. Then you have to do all this extra work, turning yourself into Spider-Man, and then like squat hover on this thing so you don't fall through the toilet or fall off and bust your ass on the floor. You're doing all this work, and you're like, wait, why don't I just find someplace else? There's got to be someplace else. And you're like, well, whatever. I'm going to sit down and pee, take a shit, whatever. And you start going, and you're like, man, that hits the spot. And then that's your subconscious mind, the dream mind kind of taking over. Like, I'm trying to relieve this need. You know what the scary thing about that is? Your conscious mind is going, wake up! You're pooping in the bed. That is the thing that scares me the most about those dreams. It's like one day I'm going to be like, man, this feels good. Oh, this feels good. Oh, hell, this feels too good. Now this is warm and now it's cold. I pooped in the bed. I've always been worried about that stuff, bro. Every time I have a dream like that, I wake up and I'm just like, ooh, and you got to like run to the bathroom. You're like, what the fuck? That's the thing that scares me the most about those kind of dreams, man. Because you can't control that. What's happening in your dream is just happening. It's subconscious. You know what I mean? You have like yourself a dream shit. That'd be my worst nightmare, dude. Like, I would just leave. Like, if I ever did that, I think like I would just pack like a bag and make like a sandwich and, you know, grab a bottle, like grab my jug of water and just leave a note and be like, tell people whatever you want. Like, we're done. Just I'm out. I'd be like Bruce Banner in the Hulk TV show. He's walking down the road, that lonely whistle, trying to hitchhike to another town. Like, yeah, I'm out. If I ever shit the bed like that in my dream, bro, I would just leave. I would disappear to like another island or another country where nobody knew who I was. I don't know how to speak the language, so nobody can ask me any questions. I can't tell them anything that they can use against me. I would just have to leave the fucking planet. Maybe I'll go to Mars with Elon Musk. Goofy ass. Anyway. Yeah, like I said, that was just a weird ramble. But yeah, like I was saying, Patreon. Movie reviews. Do you guys want to see that? If you do, go to Patreon. Let me know. Just patreon.com/WanderingOneStudios. Or like I said, Blue Sky. Which I need to double check. I know I have a Blue Sky account. I've been used to Blue Sky account. But I never really paid attention to the actual URL for that thing. So, I mean, for all I know, I could have told y'all the absolutely wrong URL for it. But I'm pretty sure, yeah, it's at @ w1studios.bsky.social. You know what? Here's another fucking weird thing. Ampersand, right? I just looked at that. I meant to mention this to somebody the other day, and I forgot. Yeah, the funkiest thing about it was, so the and symbol You know what it looks like? Kind of like a little weird figure eight with legs. That's called an ampersand. And for the longest time, I swear, one of my teachers told me that that was the ampersand. And then also the same word applied to the at symbol, like you do for, you know, at suchandsuch.com, right? And I'm like, that never sounded right. But then, like I said, that thought would come into my head and then it would just flitter away and I would just forget about it, right? And I just looked it up the other day. It's called an ampersat. So it's like ampers must be like some other, I didn't look up the etymology of that. I want to know what that is. Oh, excuse me. They're just putting up ampere. That's not what I'm looking for. Fact sheet about this, that, and the other. Da-da-da-da-da-da. So it's the ligature of the Latin small letters E and T. That's weird. There's not a whole lot that I'm seeing is like really solid information about this. But yeah, I swear forever I was told that that was called an ampersand as well. I'm like, that doesn't sound right. It sounds way, English is confusing as shit anyway, but that sounds like way too sticky, you know what I mean? Of a situation I have to deal with. I don't know. Ooh, speaking of sticky situations, two more things. We talked about Elon Musk basically being a bag of shit, which is fair. It's fair to say that. He is a bag of shit. But funny stuff. I just read this today, and this is one of those cool things about when a podcast comes out late. Sometimes I get like a little gem to give y'all when I normally would have missed it and had to wait a whole week. I got this today. Virtually every Cybertruck that's ever been made is being recalled right now. Look, you love to see it. First of all, the dude's a boob. And he doesn't deserve the fortune he has because he's basically just a crook and a swindler, right? He didn't come up with Tesla. He bought the shit off some other people and he made them do the shit for him. But U.S. safety regulators have pulled all Cybertrucks on the road, which is like the eighth recall that they've had as a company since just a year ago. So this is the NHTSA, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, issued the recall. So it's over 46,000 Cybertrucks that are out there that have an exterior panel. It says it runs along the right and left side of the windshield, and it can detach when driving, creating a road hazard or possibly causing an accident. And they said it's because the adhesive that they used, so they glued this thing on, the adhesive that they used can be vulnerable to what they call environmental embrittlement. Yeah. So basically what that means, if it gets sunny and gets rained on, that shit would just crumble and fall off. This is the guy that they're trusting to fucking run the country, though, to be in charge of government efficiency. A guy who can't figure out, like, you know, him and his team can't figure out how to, like, make a car that doesn't explode or fall apart. Like, that's weird. That's a weird problem to have. Hey, man, this one part of the door just fall off. Why? Because, son, yeah. If you drive this car outside, if you don't keep it in the showroom, parts of it will just start to fall the fuck off. Who does that, dude? How is this dude still, you know, it's funny that he's been losing money like hand over fist with Tesla. And, you know, here's the thing. You're not supposed to gloat in your enemy's downfall. But I don't know Elon well enough to be an enemy to this dude. All I know is he's a clown and he's a crook. And I just want to see him taken down. But it is hilarious to watch him just bleeding money out now that he's been bought his way into the White House. And I don't think he realized what a big ass problem this is going to be for him. But it's funny to watch. It's also funny to watch people flame out when they realize that he's not as bright as they thought he was. They're like, what? You mean that guy isn't a genius? I'd be dying laughing at that stuff, bro. It's too funny to me. It shouldn't be as funny as it is. I'll be honest with you. We've got like no real ceasefire agreement being signed with Ukraine and Russia. You know, watching planes fall out of the fucking sky every other week or every week. Thousands of people are getting fired from their jobs, and I'm giggling at this idiot because he can't, you know, put a design team together that can make a car that doesn't explode when somebody pokes the battery or doesn't fall apart because of direct sunlight and rain exposure. Sorry. Oh my God. Cybertrucks are ugly as fuck anyway. I'm glad they're getting them off the road. It looks like the old Pinewood Derby cars we used to make as a kid. I've said that before. I'm sure other people have said it too. But yeah, they look like butt. So I'm glad they're coming off the road. Maybe they'll like recycle all them shits. Maybe you can use the parts to build another rocket. His Explodomax rockets. I'm just glad that the one he sent up to retrieve our astronauts came back okay, because that would have been a real blow right there. Talk about losing like all faith. And like, bro, you had one job. It's bad enough that your launches keep getting scrubbed, your satellites keep blowing up and shit, but like if you had killed them two people, that's a wrap. That's a wrap on Elon. I don't think he's coming back from that one. They had to throw that motherfucker into the ocean with the capsule. Go get him. God, that dude sucks. Here's the thing. I don't have a preoccupying like hatred of Elon Musk. I just don't like the dude because I don't like crooks in general. And everybody hates being lied to. But I also feel like, you know, in lying to like the American people, he also kind of split us apart in a very weird and polarizing manner. And that pisses me off a lot, too. And the other thing is, too, like, dude was here illegally. And that was the thing I didn't know about him. So like recently, they're like, yeah, he overstayed his visa. And then he basically just like bought his way into being able to live here. I'm like, that's not fair. Y'all are deporting people who are actual fucking citizens. Get this motherfucker out of here. They just letting this nigga stay? Like, fuck you mean? I'm afraid to go to some places just because my last name is Flores. Bro, I might not make it back. That's real talk. This happened this week. It's kind of funny. But this dude voted for Trump. And then he'd been talking. This was somebody else, It was Godfrey, the comedian. And he had pointed it out because Paul Mooney had pointed it out. Because a lot of Latino people, especially who voted for Trump, kind of got this weird, like, we're not really Latino. We're just as equal as the white folks, right? Nah, it's turning out mad different right now. But this white dude voted for Trump, and then he take his Latino wife out of the country to go on vacation. Well, apparently she was talking mad shit like, I'm about to be a citizen. I'm going to get my shit. Then they go on vacation. Her ass got deported. She tried to come back across the border. They're like, Jim can come, but you going to have to stay your brown ass here. And they deported her ass. Now he's mad. It's like, you fucked around and found out, son. It is kind of funny to watch these, like, those Cubans, I think it was the Cuban folks that were playing that fucking concert. I'm gonna vote for Donald Trump. I'm dying laughing. I'm like, you guys, bro, this is like the Latino version of, like, soft-shoeing and shit. Like, yo. All you need is brown face is what that was. Like, y'all played yourself so hard. And then you found out, like, all these people who fucked around and found out, like, you're like, I didn't think that meant me. What do you think? He read your ballot and was like, oh, yeah, you, I like this guy. Oh, he's one of the good ones. He can stay. No, we don't give a fuck. He told y'all that the whole time. I wish he would eat some of this badass chicken I've been getting. Because, you know, he'd be eating at, like, you know, Burger King and stuff. I wish he would go to, like, a Southern chicken restaurant and get some of this bad chicken I've been getting. Bro, I'm telling you, man, I'm so nervous when I go to get groceries lately. I don't know where to go anymore. Last time I bought something, I got sick off of that shit. I made food last night, and I got sick off of that shit. And then, I made this amazing pasta, like, as pasta and Alfredo sauce. You know, low lactose everything, you know, like a real low lactose cheese, goat milk, which is all like, I've had it before. I've made it before. It's been great. treated me great. I made this shit. And when I just had the sauce, when I was tasting the sauce, it was fine. I was fine the whole time. And then, you know, I got to let this shit cook for like a while. Because it's got to melt the cheese. Then you got to add the chicken. Then you got to wait for the pasta. So I had the sauce. So I was sampling it when I was making it. And it was perfectly fine. As soon as I added the chicken to it and ate that shit.
Diarrhea.
I don't think you can eat chickens in America no more. At least I can't. Every time I eat chicken, I end up either getting ready to throw up or sitting on the toilet for like an hour. Fucked up, man. I love chicken. Everybody likes chicken. What the fuck am I talking about? You know, it's not like it's nothing new. It's not a revelation. Oh my God, people like chicken? Tell us more. You know, is water still wet, sir? Is the grass still green? Fuck, what you mean? No, but I'm just tired of getting bad meat. I actually went to two stores over the last couple months. I used to go to this one called Publix. It's a more of a southern kind of thing. A regional kind of thing anyway. And for a couple times I would go there and I would buy chicken and I'd bring it back home. And then it would just like the package would blow up. Not explode, but like it would inflate. Which is like, ooh, that's gases inside there fermenting. So this is spoiled. I cannot eat this. And they would still be having it on the shelf. I did that enough times. I took it back. I stopped shopping for meat there. Like I'll buy canned goods or something like that. Something that they don't process through their plants or whatever. Remember we talked about the goodness, the whole thing with Boar's Head and how like a bunch of their meat and dairy products had like listeria poisoning or E. coli poisoning. One of the two. I think it was listeria. I have to go back and check that for sure. You can fact check me if you find out, if you catch it before I post this. But yeah, like I stopped eating their deli meat and their deli cheese because I was worried I was going to get some shit and be in the hospital. And so I stopped buying their meat there. So I go to Winn-Dixie and I'm buying this stuff. Sanderson Farms, right? Winn-Dixie, another local kind of thing, but like a regional kind of chain. More popular, I think, more pervasive, I guess, across the South and the Southwest. Like the South from the East to the West is just across the South, I believe. But yeah. I went to go and buy this stuff, and I opened the package up, and the chicken, the top part looks like chicken. It looks like, you know, that kind of pinkish kind of chicken look that you get. I turned it over, and it was like this grayish yellow color, and the meat looked like it had been, like, scraped apart with a fork. I'm like, no, I've seen chicken be butchered before, and the meat don't look like this. This shit looked like somebody had, like, you know how when you when you sear a piece of chicken, and you set it down on the oil or the skillet real quick and you pull it right back up too fast. How it like kind of flakes apart. It looks almost like fish. Now fish, like fish flesh will flake apart. That's what the chicken looked like, but it was not cooked. It was just raw. I'm like, ooh. Then I smelled it and I took it back. The girl was actually, she acted a fool too. She was like, I'm like, this looks and smells terrible. I just want a refund. I need to still buy food, so I'm going to buy food, but I just need a refund for this particular thing right here. You know what this dumbass asked me? Did you open it? Look, I get that not everybody who works in, you know, retail is a moron, right? I know that there's lots of educated people there. There's a lot of people from all walks of life. I worked retail for years, right? And I get that, you know, maybe you have to approach certain people a certain way, a certain customer type. You have to address them a certain way. You have to ask these kind of probing questions to understand what their real needs are. That's part of being in retail or sales, right? That's just par for the course. No, you didn't ask me when I just told you that it smells bad if I opened it. The fuck do you mean? Did I open it? Nah, I just flipped a coin and decided I'd just bring this shit back because I had nothing better to do on a fucking Wednesday. I would want to talk to your manager, but I'm worried they're stupid too because they hired you. You know what I mean? You ever had that when somebody's like so dumb that you're like, everybody here has to be borderline a simpleton because there's no way a team of intelligent people could hire this many jackasses. When there's people out there who want a job, you got all these dumbasses working here. Here's the thing. You can be nice and sweet all day long, but dumb actually trumps all that shit for me. I'd rather take a dude who's like a little bit of an attitude, but is at least smart and effective. I hate dumbass people. Just because of stupidity, like, that's it gets us into the shit we're in right now. People too fucking dumb for life, man. Just light speed stupid. And just out here living and doing stuff and touching things and having children and voting and shit. I know how mean that sounds, but come on, man. Like, I can't be the only one who thinks like this sometimes. I know I'm not. I know for stone certain that I'm not. There's at least one person out there who's listening to this podcast that's like, bro, every day I look around and go, is anybody else fucking seeing this? There's got to be at least one of you, because you're listening still. You got to be looking at it going like, yep, I mean, he said it a little rough, but he right. I see way too many stupid people for us all to be a society still. Like, it's terrifying. They're out there, baby. It's like knowing that vampires walk amongst us. And the stupid shall inherit the earth. All right. That's a lot. That was a lot. All right. I'm gonna stop jawjacking, man. We'll talk about some other shit later. Again, thank you guys for listening. Appreciate it. Make sure you let other people know they can catch the Wandering One podcast pretty much anywhere you get your podcasts. I mean, this thing is distributed all over the place. Like, I got so many different avenues for you to listen to this podcast or to catch it. You know what I mean? So it doesn't really matter where you are. Like, you could catch it. So it's on, like, let's just do the list. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Castbox, Deezer, Player FM, Podchaser, and Podcast Addict, which is the app that I personally use. But yeah, any one of those, you'll be able to get it. So just about anybody who listens to podcasts can find it. So please go check it out. Tell a friend to check it out there. And yeah, send me an email over on Patreon. Patreon.com/WanderingOneStudios or on Blue Sky at w1studios.bsky.socials. And yeah, I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to go and see if I can make some food that doesn't make me explode. Yeah, wish me luck, everybody. And then, yeah, keep your ears out for the Patreon. Go to Patreon and sign up for free, and I'll drop a free episode of movie reviews for you guys to kind of give you an enticement of what a podcast with more of your questions, like the stuff you really want to know as a Patreon supporter. You have to pay $3, man. Throw a couple questions my way. Put the boy to work. You know what I mean? Get your money's worth. Get your life, homie. So, yeah. Take it easy. You guys be good or be good at it. I'm Link Flores. You guys have been dope as always. And I'll catch y'all wanderers a little further on down the road. Peace.